is now set to be offered by the NHS right here in Coventry. University Hospitals Coventry in Warwickshire have become the latest to offer something called endoscopic sleeve gastroplasty, or ESG, as it's known. It's a procedure which involves an endoscopic camera threaded down a patient's throat to their stomach. Now, when in place, surgeons are able to watch on TV monitors and stitch the stomach together, shrinking it to just 30% of its size. Jules Aspinall is from Darlington, had the surgery a few months ago, heard from her an hour ago here on BBC CWR, told us how life-changing it was for her to have this surgery. One of the people who will be carrying out this new procedure at UHCW is bariatric surgeon Professor Vinod Menon. He joins me live now on CWR. Professor Menon, morning to you.
Morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks so much, Eddie. Appreciate you coming on to tell us all about this morning. ESG, how does this differ from other traditional weight loss surgery then?
Yes, thank you for asking the question. Laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy is the single most common operation now worldwide to as a weight loss procedure. This procedure is very similar to that. The main difference is being, as the name implies, it's endoscopic. So it's done through the endoscope, through the camera, which, as you rightly described, goes down a patient's throat into the stomach. Sleeve means converting the stomach to a narrow sleeve, narrow tube, so you reduce the amount of food a person can eat and also slows down the gastric emptying. The main difference between the sleeve gastrectomy and this procedure is, as the name implies, it's gastroplasty. So you're not removing the stomach, you're remodeling, you're reconfiguring the stomach. So the patient or the person retains the stomach, you're reducing the volume.
Talking to Jules, who had the surgery an hour ago, she's sort of describing how much it really did change her life. She said she couldn't walk 100 yards before. She's now able to walk mile after mile. This is going to benefit her and her relationship with a 16-month-old granddaughter. She'll be able to play with her, whereas before she couldn't do that. I mean, the impact this is going to have on patients who need weight loss surgery is going to be huge, isn't it?
It's going to be huge, and I was listening to Ms. Aspinall, and what she said was absolutely the right things. It's a quick procedure. It takes about 90 minutes. It's safe. It's effective. And as we discussed, it's minimally invasive, being an endoscopic procedure. So even though it's a general anesthetic, there are no scars on the abdomen. Potentially a day case procedure, so patients can go home the same night. Wow. Even though the initial phases, we would keep the patient in overnight for just to be, you know, monitor and everyone to be familiar with the procedure. But in the fullness of time, it'll be a day case, a quicker return to normal activities. And more importantly, Phil, I think NICE have approved its use in patients with a body mass index referred to as a BMI, more than 30. So it'll be available to a wider kind of a section of people as well, an expansion of patient choice that way.
One of the things I was reading about this yesterday was the number of adults in England who are living with obesity. Staggered to see this figure, 25.9% of adults in England with obesity, so over a quarter of the population. So I imagine people will be taking advantage of this at some point very soon.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're spot on. I think there are, of the 52 million adults in this country, there are 14 million who are clinically obese, 26%, of which 2 million qualify for surgery as per NICE guidance, but only 5,000 get the surgery every year. So there is a huge kind of capacity demand, kind of a differential. Not that everyone would come forward for surgery, not that everyone needs surgery, but, you know, this procedure being less minimally invasive, and as a potentially day case procedure, it increases the opportunities available to the group of patients living with obesity. And certainly it aligns with the NHS priority of achieving a reduction in obesity levels in the UK. And more importantly, I mean, look at this. This is a medical technology advancement. And if you look at the UK government guidance from beginning of last year with the MedTech strategy, the MedTech division, directorate, all that, I mean, this is huge progress. And, you know, it's certainly in patients who are otherwise unfit for major surgery, which is keyhole surgery, even though keyhole surgery is extremely safe. One of the safest procedures is weight loss surgery and metabolic surgery. But this we are adding to the, you know, the options available, raising awareness, and it'll benefit a huge amount of patients going forward, Phil.
Appreciate you coming on and tell us all about it this morning. Professor, just in terms of the procedure at UHCW, people are listening to this. Yes. This is not just something they can sort of ring up and get now. There is a process, isn't there? You have to see a dietitian, don't you? You've got to meet some. Am I right in saying she was telling us, Jules, an hour ago about having to meet certain targets as well before you actually have the procedure?
Yes. So at UHCW, we are really excited that we're going to be one of the initial NHS sites set to pioneer this new technique. The referral pattern is exactly the same. You come through your GP, therefore we need to raise awareness about the lower thresholds for the BMI for this procedure, which we are in the process of doing. The patient referral, the assessment, the selection is through the same process by a dietitian, psychologist, specialist nurse, physician, and a surgeon called the multidisciplinary team. So the process is exactly the same, and we are committed to following up these patients for up to 2 years after the procedure, because I think, as we heard from Mr. Aspinall earlier on, the follow-up and close working with the patient is absolutely essential. And what is even more important is the NICE guidance mandates us to enter the patient outcomes onto the National Bariatric Surgery Registry, which is maintained by the British Obesity and Metabolic Surgery Society. So we'll have clear data, validated data, real-time data on how this is impacting on patients' lives, physical, mental well-being, and also from improvement of the other metabolic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, all that.
Good stuff. It's fascinating to hear how you achieve this and the way modern science and medicine has moved on, but the fact that it's happening right here as well in Coventry and Warwickshire is celebrating that.
If I might add one more point, I think Coventry has got a higher ethnic minority population, and 45% of population of Coventry belong to the ethnic minorities, and the body mass index threshold for this procedure has been reduced to 27.5 for South Asians, Chinese, Middle Eastern, Black African and Afro-Caribbean ethnicity, because these individuals are prone to getting more fat in the central part of the body, what we call central adiposity, and the risk for cardio, heart and other vascular system problems occurs at a lower body mass index. So this procedure, and being available through the University Hospitals Coventry and Warwickshire NHS Trust, is particularly relevant to our catchment population and the patients we serve.
Professor Vinod Menon, bariatric surgeon at UHCW, carrying out this brand new procedure we've been hearing from this morning.